Parak of Brachas, Mishnah Vov. We are also talking about Birchas Hanenim that are related to a meal. Hayu yoishvim kol echad ve'echad et mevarach la'atzma, heisehu echad mevarach l'kulam. This is a concept that one person can make a bracha and be moitzi other people. By Birchas Hanenim, Chazal said, l'chadchila, one should not be moitzi somebody else with the bracha before they eat, unless they decided that they're sitting as one group. But if each one is sitting and is involved in his own eating, one should not be moitzi the other one. In those days, the sign of being kovei themselves, establishing themselves as having a full meal together, would be not just by sitting down, but by reclining. They would recline when they eat the meals. So it says that they just were sitting down next to each other, each one should make his own bracha rishayna. Because just sitting next to each other doesn't show that they had decided to actually spend time together and eat together a whole meal. But he said, if they lay down, then one can be moitzi to the other ones. We pass in this matter that we don't lay down. The fact that everybody sits down at the table and they want to eat together, that is enough of a kavias. And in such a situation, one can make the bracha for everybody else. We're talking about the bracha rishayna. You do this every Shabbos by Hamoitzi, but even not by Hamoitzi, even by other things, as long as they were there to eat together. If they got wine in the middle of the meal, they didn't make a bracha on wine before the meal. So the halacha is that even though Hamoitzi covers the food that one eats during the meal, the wine has a chashivas, and if somebody washed on a meal and he brings wine in the middle of the meal, he has to make a boye pre-hagofen. But if there are many people drinking there, one should not be moitzi the other ones. Each one should make his own bracha. This is partly because of sakana issues, that somebody's going to hear a bracha while he's in the middle of swallowing, he can choke. So therefore, each one should make his own bracha. The Ramah over here says an interesting thing. He says, if you say before you make your bracha, Sabri Marana, Marana Rabbanon, which basically Sabri means pay attention, stop doing what you're doing and listen to me, then one can be moitzi other people. That's why when we make Kiddush, we say Sabri, that everyone should pay attention. It's based on this idea that they would say this in the middle of the meal. When they finish the meal, and now they bring them wine, so we don't have this concern about somebody being still in the middle of his meal, and therefore one can be moitzi all the rest of them, since they are still involved in their sitting together, eating the meal. V'hu oimer al ha-mugmar, afalpi shein mevim es ha-mugmar el l'achasuzah. In those days they also would bring some types of besomim, incense. So this person also, that would say berachas ha-mazon, he would also make a bracha afterwards on the besomim, and he'd be motzi everybody else, even though that this is already after they finished the meal, but since they're still in that same sitting that they were during the meal, one can be motzi everybody else in the bracha of this incense, of this spice.